Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And this week, like every week, you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. And we do have a lot of great information. Boy, it's so cool to have so many people from all over the country calling in to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We would encourage you to do the exact same thing. Just pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, or send us an email by simply going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. A lot of things to cover during this first hour. Grass problems. By this time of the year, during the summer, if your yard is healthy, great. If you've got a few spots here and there, we'll give you some tips on some of the things that might be causing that problem. Also, whole house generators. More people are getting whole house generators now than any before. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, are you up to tackling changing out an existing wood window and putting in a more energy efficient vinyl window? We have a homeowner that's trying to decide if they're up to that challenge or not. Joe, I'll tell you, when you get into some of the projects like that, it's smart to do a little research before you break out the crowbar.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, especially replacing a window, chances are you're not going to be just doing it once, right? Usually if you're replacing windows, you're going to do at least a few of them. I know that's been my chore here. Mm-hmm. Every year I put in a couple of new windows. Sometimes it's surprisingly easy to take a window out. Putting one in takes a little more time, but I can get a window out in a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. And there are a few tips. So we'll be sharing that with them coming up.
Now, what about a simple solution? Speaking of something coming up, you've got one queued up for us in a little bit.
I do. It's a bar clamp tip, but it's not on clamping parts together, which is what clamps are typically used for, right? This is how to use bar clamps when you need a third hand, like if you're assembling something and you need something held in place. There's a quick tip on how to use these clamps to give you a hand.
You know, that's one of those tools. It's a great example of a tool that, you know, I don't want to buy that just to clamp that one little table together. I don't want, I'll use something else. But once you get a few of those in your shop, you all of a sudden realize you can use them for anything. Like you say, maybe not even clamping something, but helping in another way. There's so many ways you can use that.
Oh, absolutely. And Danny, as we kick off this show, it's the wrapping up the month of July. And I was thinking it was just a month ago, I believe, right, or less, that you're out in California for the Emmy Awards.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Today's Homeowner has been nominated twice. Uh-huh. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I was talking to someone down in Mobile. I understand you've been awarded yet again. You've been recognized with yet another award. What is that all about?
Well, you know, if you just hang around long enough, they start giving you awards after a while, you know. I guess
is that it? Oh, that's good.
I guess I've reached that longevity period and everything. No, I'm very honored to be named the Best Mobilian during this year's NAPI Awards, which is something that's given out a lot of different categories that are given out by the local newspaper that's called Lanyap. You know how newspapers are. They've kind of disappeared, and all the big newspapers essentially have completely gone. But this one small newspaper that's celebrating its 20th year, they kept going and going and going, and they're still here, bigger than ever. And then this NAPI Awards is one of the big things there. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm pretty proud of that little award.
Yeah, you should be. In fact, I went online because I'd heard about this, and I wanted to find out more about it. And the actual award is called Best Mobilian Right Now.
That's right.
So it's a very short period of time,
yes,
apparently.
I got it.
As soon as you get off stage, I mean, sorry, we're not sure who the best Mobile. But that is absolutely a great honor. I mean, Mobile's a great, it's almost like I've been there several times now over the past 20 years. And it's a very friendly, it's almost like a town really than a city, but has everything that any good city would offer. So congratulations. And by the way, a few other awards that were given out that night. Best eyelash artist, best tummy tucker.
They get real risque with a few of these awards there.
Mobile's most adorable cat, and also the cutest cat and the most adorable dog. So, but anyway, congratulations. And getting back to just briefly on local newspapers, if you have any place that has a local newspaper, please try to support it as much as possible.
They're
struggling mightily. And if we lose local newspapers, you're going to lose all local protection from the press. Because if you live in a town where, let's say, there's a water source that's being spoiled by a factory or something, no national or even state paper is probably going to cover that. They won't even know about it. It's always the local papers that bring that to the attention of the public. So, you know, if there's any way to support a local newspaper, I'm all for it.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because that's exactly what they're involved in right now, a somewhat very serious issue where a large power company that's been around for many, many years are storing their coal ash in these large pits just adjacent to this very big waterfront. And all it's going to take is just a little breach. They already have contaminants that they're finding in the water in different, you know, heavy metals and things like that. So the big giant lawsuit's about to happen. Nobody on the state level, newspapers and so forth, are even saying anything. But here's this little local newspaper saying, everybody needs to know. We're going to disclose everything. They're not taking sides. They're just revealing everything. So it's exactly like you say. It is a bit of a watchdog group, if you will.
Exactly.
That's been traditionally the journalistic duties and so forth. So you're exactly right on that. And another thing, you know, and you may be hearing ads from time to time here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and soon you'll see them on Today's Homeowner Television Show, you know, touting Mobile, Alabama, and touting, you know, some of the things we have here to, you know, maybe drop by and see us a little bit and visit us, because there's so much to do down here. As you know, Joe, we've been able to experience a lot of the water and the wonderful restaurants and the architecture and on and on and on and on. And I mean, the birthplace of five different Hall of Famers in baseball.
That's right.
Including Hank Aaron, who we've worked with on a few shows, and the late Hank Aaron. And Jimmy Buffett was born here, and many, many others. Winston Groom, who wrote about the best movie I've ever seen in a long, long time, with Forrest Gump, and on and on and on. There's a lot going on. So
it's the birthplace of Mardi Gras. Most people assume it's New Orleans.
That's right. Absolutely. So a lot going on around here, and it's been a good home for me and my family for a long, long time.
Yes,
so if you're headed down this way, loop through, and hopefully we'll see you out and about here in Mobile. You know, another place I was at, I hadn't been in many, many years recently, is Erie, Pennsylvania. I went up to do some taping up there a few days ago for the Erie Insurance Company, and wow! That's just, you know, about 100,000 people within the city limits and so forth. But their revitalization of their waterfront and their downtown area that used to be, you know, very industrial, and little by little they move things around, and they just have a phenomenal area right on the water. And it kind of shows you what can be done if you have some great city leadership and some great planning. And that's certainly what we have here in Mobile right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing I was going to say about Mobile is it's not just Mobile. It's the Mobile County and the East Bay and that whole area. It's really spectacular. Some of it is so well preserved. It's almost like stepping back in time. I think about that when I go to Fairhope, which is just across the bay. And it is a very delicate balance of nature there, and which is why it's so important to protect it. And I'm glad people down there are, because it's definitely worth preserving.
Well, you know, something that I had heard many years ago and just, I guess, kind of forgot about it, is that the very last Civil War battle was fought here in the Mobile area. And I saw this. I mean, we were taping one of our television shows in the subdivision, you know, a nice subdivision, rolling hills and so forth. They had all these historic plaques and here and there. And, you know, a lot of times you just run right by them. But I started reading some of those. I go, wait a minute. And I pull up my phone. Of course, you know, all of us are skeptics. I Googled a little bit. And sure enough, though, you know, what it was is the Civil War had ended. But, you know, they didn't have text messaging and emailing back then. I don't know if they started
I didn't
that
realize
later.
That.
Yeah, they started that later. So it took a couple weeks before the messengers or whatever got that information down. So they were fighting hard before they realized that it was over. So that was the last battle. So a lot of history, a lot of different things there, but hope everybody will drop by and visit us. But right now, we are at the start of this great hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of information to share with you. We're going to talk about some challenges, some homeowners are having with their lawn, and we're going to try our best to help them out a little bit. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we're heard all over the country on some amazing stations. And Joe, we have a brand new station here in Rockford, Illinois, WROK-AM 1440. Hello to everybody there around Rockford. I remember rolling through Rockford one time and staying there and visiting a few stations and so forth. Brand manager Brian McGee, we appreciate you putting the Today's Homeowner Radio Show in your lineup. And I guarantee you, each week we're going to provide your listeners some great information they can use at their homes. And also, we'd love to help anybody in and around that area of Illinois. And you can just pick up the phone right now and give us a call, 800-946-4420, or send us an email. We got some great emails this week. We'd love to get some from you. Today'sHomeowner.com/ask is where you need to go from that. And so welcome aboard to the Today's Homeowner Radio Network. Right now we're going to go and check in with homeowner Tim. Tim's here with a few pictures you sent us here, Tim. A lot going on out in that yard. Tell us what's happening and describe it for us.
Yeah, we live in northern Wisconsin, and I've got about an acre of lawn here. And we do have it treated, weeded and feeded and stuff. I've done that for many years. We've been here for 30 years, actually. Well, I'd say about 5-6 years ago, we got this kind of a weird thing in the yard. I'm not going to say that it's frog eye fungus, but someone one time told me I think that's what that is. What it does is there'll be a section of the lawn. Some of the sod will actually die. And then there's like round spots where the grass is still green. But all around it and stuff, it's dead sod. That sod's about an inch and a half deep, mm-hmm. And nothing wants to grow there. And then what happened last year, we had again like maybe about 5-6 years ago it first appeared. And then last year we had a drought like most people did in the nation. And after that drought, this stuff just spread like wildfire. Mm-hmm. My whole lawn, I probably got about 40% of my lawn has this condition. And we don't know what to do and how to treat it or what it is. And, so we're kind of lost. We're trying to get our lawn back to what it used to be like. But, kind of looks like the moonscape sometimes, of craters. So.
Yeah, I see. And looking at the pictures, there's some of these spots that are pretty sizable as far as the bare spots. And now, the majority of the grass that you have in your yard, is it of the same variety?
No, it isn't. Over the 30 years, mm-hmm. you get patches. And so I'd, run to the local store and throw some grass seed with some black top soil on there. And mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. not necessarily the same stuff, no.
Yeah. Well, it's not unusual for that. I'm not sure we'll be able to solve it for you because there's so many different things it could be. Poor soil conditions in these different areas here. There could be, for some reason, it's just not as good a soil as in other areas of the yard. You have grubs and grub infestations that can cause a lot of things like that. But most likely it is a fungal type of disease that you could treat. Of course, after you treat it, you would need to course, I always like to just cut those areas out and put fresh sod in there. That's a lot of work and also a fair amount of money. But, Joe, I know you've dealt with this in a number of magazine articles that you've written over the years. What else could it be that Tim's having to deal with here?
Yeah, Tim, it's a few different things that could cause that. Those like bald patches just in certain areas. And two of the reasons are either grass diseases, fungal or bacterial diseases, or really dry seasons, right? If you have a drought. And so I suspect there's probably one of those as or both, as opposed to bug or grubs or anything like that. Because usually okay. If you have bugs and grubs, it's, you know, it's usually a much larger area. It's not just little patches, especially I saw your photographs. It does look like a moonscape because you have little circles of grass and nothing all around.
Yeah.
And because there are mixed types of grass in there, you know, some might be more resilient to drought or diseases, and which is why they're still surviving in the areas around it, which might be a different type of grass. So, okay, that's all great, but what do you do? Well, I mean, you could, the three simple ways to do it are reseeding, sod transplanting with sod, or sod plugs, which are, if you have a creeping type of grass like St. Augustine or Bermuda, which I suspect you probably don't, but if someone does, you can buy little plugs of sod and you put it in, and this grass will creep or grow on its own and fill in the bare spots. So I'm guessing that, you know, you're going to have to water it more, check it for diseases, maybe get a soil sample and send to a local university that tests soil for free ordinarily. And then once you've solved that problem, then you can go to, I would guess, probably reseeding, which is, you know, raking out the grass, putting grass seed down, rake it in, and then, you know, water it and cover
water,
it.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, you know, water it as much as, which is hard to do this time of year, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you should wait till autumn when, you know, the weather cools off a little bit and grass seed germinates much better. Weeds start to die back because of the weather, the colder weather. So that might, you might okay. have to just wait until the end of the summer.
Well, Tim, you know, another thing about this kind of thing, grass situation, you're not the only one. I'm sure people in your neighborhood and in and around are having the exact same thing. They've already gone through all of the due diligence that you're doing now, and they may have just a simple tip or a key person that they called that's a landscaper that really knows his stuff about lawns and so forth. And he can come out and go, yeah, I see this everywhere. Here's what we need to do. So you might ask around a little bit. These pictures are a handy resource to, you know, have those in your pocket the next party you go to and say, hey, let me show you what I have here, you know.
But yeah, good idea.
But I mean, it's well worth it, because that's the thing is you're not the only one that's got this situation. Someone's gone through it, and I'll bet you'll be able to get some answers in a direction on that. But hope we've been able to help you at least just a little bit.
You definitely have. I appreciate it very much. Yes.
Well, Tim, we certainly appreciate you and hope you have a great weekend and a great summer there in Wisconsin.
Well, thank you. You too.
Nice. Okay, our pleasure. All right, same here. You take care. Okay.
Yeah, those are always hard questions to answer because I'm in Connecticut, you're in Alabama, he's in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, the weather's different, the type of grass is different, the soil's different. But, you know, we'll tell you, as we've often say, Danny and I know a lot, but we don't know everything, and we're not going to just make something up. So, but I think that's smart to go to a local nursery or an extension service at a university and ask them. And these days, you can email photographs to some of these experts.
That's right.
Just look at it. And say,
I should have mentioned that, because that's another thing. Since he emailed us this,
right?
Some of the extension services and some of the things like that, especially, you know, the colleges and so forth that are always
right.
looking for real life problems to help with, you know, to help guide students through, is always a good idea.
Especially in an agricultural state like Wisconsin, I'm sure there's someone there that can help him out.
Mm-hmm. Let's grab a quick email here from Betty in Meridian, Mississippi. Hi, Danny. On a recent episode of your TV show, you demonstrated how to stencil a design onto a concrete porch. I'd like to do the same, but our porch has a few hairline cracks and stains from leaves. How should I prepare the concrete before painting the stencil design? Also, where did you get the stencil, and are there other designs available other than the herringbone brick stencil that you use? Thanks so much. Well, Betty, I'll tell you, that was just an amazing little project, and I'll have to give all the credit to my co-host and daughter Chelsea, who came up with this stenciling idea. And what we did, almost every porch or concrete slab like we were working with had small hairline cracks. I would suggest pressure washing it, getting it nice and clean. Then on any of the cracks, use a concrete repair caulk and put just a little in there. You don't want it to overlap. So you want to wipe it right back down, because all you want to do is to fill the crack and nothing on the areas adjacent to the crack. You want to make sure it dries well. Then use a concrete stain to get a consistent color over the entire slab. Then get the stencil, and by the way, that's cuttingedgestencils.com, cuttingedgestencils.com. You can order a variety of different patterns that are available there, and I'll tell you, it is so amazingly easy. You only need to get one or maybe two stencils. You don't have to have enough to cover it all at one time. Follow their great directions that they have that come along with it, and you'll be amazed at what you can do to a concrete slab in just a day or a day and a half. And also, you're able to see, you can go to our website. We've done this at least a couple times. You can go to todayshomeowner.com, and while you're there in the search engine, put in stenciling, concrete stenciling, and you'll get even more information. But Betty, I appreciate that email. If you'd like to send us one, it's todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some whole house generators right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, I always found it kind of ironic that the things we depend on in our homes to keep them nice and clean can often be the most dirtiest things in our home. Well, apparently the folks at GE saw that as well, so they designed the GE Profile Fingerprint Resistant Stainless Steel Top Control Smart Dishwasher with Microband Technology. First, their advanced fingerprint resistant stainless steel finish lets you easily wipe away fingerprints and smudges to keep the outside of your dishwasher looking clean and new. Next, they've added a built-in microband antimicrobial technology to the high-use touch points to help prevent bacterial growth. Now, that keeps those treated surfaces 99% cleaner than unprotected surfaces. Now, inside, the UltraFresh system introduces clean air to reduce moisture and to help prevent the growth of odor-causing bacteria. And there's a steam sanitization cycle that reduces 99.99% of bacteria on dishes. Plus, the built-in Wi-Fi lets you use your smartphone, of course, to control the unit remotely, monitor cycles, and even automatically order more detergent. So for more information on this special GE Top Control Smart Dishwasher, log on to homedepot.com.
Wow, everything
now. You know, the microband technology has been around a long time and is in so many different products that they license the antimicrobial technology too and so forth. But that's good, especially with all we've been through over the last couple of years. There's more, you know, people are more conscious of keeping everything nice and clean in the house, and all that's going to do is keep everybody nice and healthy. Okay, yeah. let's head to Rhode Island. Wendy is on the Today's Homeowner Hotline right now. Wendy, welcome to the show. So glad you could be with us today.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, tell us what's going on there in this home that you live in. Historic home, I understand.
That's right. I live in a 1784 home, and due to the severe storms we've been having recently, we're putting a standby generator in. And the electrician said that he could either run the electrical line from the generator into the basement to connect it by drilling a hole through the clapboard, through the mud sill, which is about a 10 by 10 timber, or he could put it through a basement window frame. And I'm not sure which would, I really don't want the timber to be compromised because of the age of it, but I'm not sure if drilling through the sash frame is a great idea either. What do you think?
Do you have any idea how big of a hole he's talking about, whether or not it'll be a conduit or just a wire going through there?
It's a conduit. I think it's about an inch, maybe an inch and a half.
All right. Well, you know, I think about so much when you're routing wires in an existing home. Boy, some people do such a poor job at doing it to where it looks good after the fact. You know, any way that you can be very subtle with moving, you know, from point A to point B is always what I always prefer. I'd be hesitant on the window only because if you're having, is this a movable window or is it a fixed basement type window?
No, it's just a half window fixed. It's definitely in between two big granite stones that serves as the foundation.
Is it hidden behind bushes or anything, or would that wire going into the edge of that window be visible?
No, it's basically on a side. We chose this window because it's on the side of the house where there's not much action and there's plenty of vegetation that could hide
it. Oh, okay.
It,
so. Well, good. Well, that might be, you know, to go right to the, because drilling the hole through a window sash would be a heck of a lot easier than drilling it through a 10 by 10. So I'm sure that's what he would prefer. But I'll have to say, I don't think you would be compromising much, and I certainly want to get Joe's opinion on it. But if you drilled a 1-inch hole through a 10 by 10, you're still going to be pretty good, especially if you're biasing that to the top or to the bottom instead of in the middle. I don't believe that would be a problem as well. Joe, what's your thoughts on that? With, I mean, 10 by 10 is a pretty healthy beam. A 1-inch hole drilled real high or real low, you think that would compromise anything?
The biggest concern would be water penetration, right?
That's right.
If water penetrates the hole going through the window frame, you replace the window frame if the wood gets rotted out, right? And that would be easy enough to do. So that would be my biggest concern. So if they were just, if they decided to go through the siding and through that mud sill, you'd have to make sure that they promise to caulk it and whatever they need to do. I would even pitch that hole, drill at a slight up angle, you know, even if it's just 1 degree, just enough that if water does get in there, it's going to drain out and not drain in to the basement. Because I'm familiar with those old houses. Those beams have been there 200-300 years and they're pretty dry. And the fact it's still holding up your house is shows that it's not gotten wet much, right? So we want to.
That's what I was concerned about, the integrity of the beam itself. So.
Well, the other thing is, let's say they drilled the hole through the window and it became a problem at some point. They can just always come back and drill it through the sill. So I think I would probably go with the window. And like Danny said, the electrician probably chose that because it's easier to drill a 1-inch hole.
Oh, yeah.
a hole 1-inch deep than, you know, end up being like 10 or 12 inches deep in the end.
Well, actually, they were kind of like saying, oh, we should go through the sill, you know, because they do that in a lot of modern houses. But I was like, Oh, I'm a preservationist. I really don't want to go through that big beam, you know, in case, like you said, the water comes in, and it's very hard to replace one of those.
A lot easier to replace the window frame.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that sounds like a great thing. I have a whole house generator here at my house, and it's, you know, it's surprising. Of course, it's one of those things. Once you get the generator, well, the power will never go out at that point, you know.
Well, then that makes it worth it.
That makes it worth it right there. But it's a great peace of mind, though, when it does go off. Because we had our power. I live kind of out in the country a bit, and one of the power went off recently, and I was reading online the little Nextdoor app that everybody has and talking about, hey, the power's out here and the power's out here. And my wife and I didn't even know. I mean, we didn't have to reset clocks or anything because it automatically came on. So
that's great.
Be glad you did that. And we certainly respect trying to keep the historic house in good shape. Keep that up. And I wish you the best on getting this installation taken care of.
Thanks so much. I feel validated that that's what I wanted.
There you go. Well, that's what we try to do as much as we can here. And if we can help you any other way, Wendy, just let us know.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you both.
Okay. Same here. And have a great weekend. Now, Joe, I'll have to say, what a great idea when you're drilling through something like that. You said just to slope that up just a little bit so that in the event that water could get in there, it's not going to go in. It's going to just drain right back out, even a 1 or 2 degree elevation like that. That's a great idea. Here it is this late in the year, and you finally had a good idea. I am really proud of you.
So for our loyal listeners, you have to wait till next July for great idea from Joe.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. We don't want you to go anywhere. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. the Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Today's homeowner is introducing a brand new podcast called Ask Danny. Each week, Danny chats with an industry friend to tackle your most commonly asked questions. They'll share pro tips and practical advice to help your project succeed. Plus, there's always a unique or funny story along the way. Because let's face it, improving your home never quite goes according to plan. You can find Ask Danny wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Today's Homeowner to find our channel and subscribe. And send us your questions at todayshomeowner.com/askdanny.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Hey, I hope you've had a chance to listen in to our brand new podcast called Ask Danny. We're getting a tremendous amount of great reviews. We appreciate all of that. Just go to wherever you download your podcast and search the Today's Homeowner podcast, because we have a variety of podcasts that go out each and every week, and need to check out the Ask Danny podcast, where it's kind of like me sitting on the tailgate with an expert in different areas of the home and asking them many questions that we get along those lines from all of you. So to find out more, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast.
Hey, Danny, if you haven't already done it, after taking that last call, a good conversation would be about standby generators, because we get questions all the time about that, right?
Yeah, we do have an expert coming up on that. As in the case many times, that electricians have started diversifying a little bit and specializing in the installation, and they'll partner with a plumber for the source, the gas source and so forth on that. And so we actually have one of those, particularly about sizing. How do I know what size generator? Right. To come up. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. Right now, let's talk about a window project. Mildred is considering this with her and her husband. Mildred, welcome to the show. So glad to have you on this week.
Hi, Danny. We love listening to you and Joe every Saturday because we learn something new.
Good. Okay. We have a lot of fun on it, and I hear you're about to possibly tackle a little project here.
Yeah. We wanted to call to ask for some advice about removing an old wooden double-hung window that's in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. He wants to replace it with a new vinyl window that's the same size, but mm-hmm. he's not quite sure how to get the old window out of the opening in the wall. And since this is his first kind of major DIY project, I'm hoping he won't mess it up. So do you have any?
Well,
that's a legitimate concern, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a window is a very important component of your home. And the key thing there, of course, is measuring and making sure that you have the right window size so that you don't have any kind of issue once you get the other window out. You'll also want to make sure you have some extra wood for any framing adjustment. So a few 2x4s, a few 1x4s, very important. Expandable foam is a one-shot opportunity that you have, that once you get that window in place, then you can go around the perimeter of it with the expandable foam and really seal that out as much as you can. You may even have an opportunity, depending on how the framing is done, to pack insulation, you know, around that area. And you might not think, you know, just the other areas of the house may not have insulation in the walls if it's an older home. But still, anything that you can do around that window is going to make a big, big difference. Then the removal of it is pretty easy, to tell you the truth. You get on the outside, make sure you're careful on any ladder if you're up on a ladder, and then carefully remove all of the trim around it. And I'll tell you, if you can see where the nails are, most likely they are a finish type nail or a casing type nail, then you can take a nail punch and nail those things through. And that way it just pushes them right through the trim boards, makes the trim boards a lot easier to remove. And then you can nail those nails in or otherwise. Now, you'll want to look on, you can go to todayshomeowner.com and look on window membrane. It's a type of window peel and stick material that you put around the framing. Then you put the window in, and then you actually put another small strip around the flange. And it just does a great job in getting it very waterproof. Then the trim can go back on. Now, I made that sound pretty simple, didn't I?
You did, but you also gave me some really good resources, so I'll definitely check those out.
Yeah, well, that window membrane is something that you can buy right on the shelf right now. And the peel and stick material, that's the real key to making sure you never have any water problems down the road. And then put the trim. A lot of times you can use the exact same trim that you took down. That's another reason to drive those nails through it so that it protects them a little bit more and you're not splitting it so much. And then you're able to caulk and paint it properly as well. Joe, what else you think?
Yeah, Mildred, the only thing I'd add is Danny mentioned the expanding foam, which is a great idea, but they make one specifically called window and door foam, which is minimal expanding. Because if you buy the standard expanding foam, it expands so much. I've seen it actually bow the window in and then you can't get the window up to operate properly. So if you're going to spray foam, be sure to get the one that's labeled, I believe it's just called window and door, because it's used around windows and doors for that exact reason. It only expands a little bit, not 10 times the normal size.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Okay. If he gets in the middle of something and needs a little help, just give us a call. We'll guide him through it.
We'll do.
Okay. You take care. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. You know, that's a kind of an apprehensive moment when you're pulling a window out and suddenly you're, you know, the outdoors is suddenly indoors. So it does take a little bit of work to make sure that you get that in. But I'm sure Mildred and her husband will be able to do a good job on that. And that's what we're here for. If you're about to tackle a project, contact us and let us know how we can help you. And that's 800-946-4420 or send us an email. todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, hey, it's simple solution time. Don't go anywhere.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Hey, it's time for another Exmark Backyard Life tip. You know, after a long winter, most of us look forward to the warmth of spring, but eventually that turns into what we're dealing with now, the heat of summer. Now, I really prefer it a lot more than the cold weather, but you really have to pay attention to do a few things different, not only to protect yourself from the heat, but also to protect your lawn from the heat. You know, heat's one of the biggest stresses for a lawn, so it's important that you do what you can to reduce that stress. Obviously, the first step is water. When it's hot, you get thirsty, well, so does your lawn. And if you walk across the grass and it sounds crunchy or stays bent down, then it's really in need of water. Now, however you water, apply it early in the morning to minimize evaporation and stress to the lawn. And speaking of walking on the grass, that's another thing that can cause a lot of stress to a lawn. So try to limit your foot traffic to as much as you possibly can when it's really hot and dry. Your lawn will thank you for it. Now, you may think fertilizing is a good idea during this time of the year, but even though fertilizers feed the lawn, that push to create new growth also causes stress, so why don't you hold off on that fertilizer a little bit until things cool down. Finally, when you're cutting your lawn, you want to make sure you do it in a way that creates the least amount of stress possible. That means you should only remove the top third of the grass blades in any given mowing. And besides, taller grass plants basically deliver develop deeper roots, and that makes them a lot more drought resistant during the hot times that we're dealing with right now. This tip brought to you by Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. And for more great information and inspiration for your outdoors, visit exmark.com/backyard. Right now, we're going to shift it right over to my buddy Joe Truini for our simple solution.
All right, Danny, when you need an extra hand to hold a workpiece in position when you're assembling, let's say, a cabinet or any kind of woodworking project, all you need to do is reach for a couple of bar clamps. What you do is just simply tighten one bar clamp onto the bottom end of the piece, making sure the bar clamps face in opposite directions. And then the clamps will hold the piece upright, freeing your hands to continue with the assembly process. And if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions right now, you'll see a video of me demonstrating this tip. And again, the important part is that the bars on the clamps are facing in opposite directions. They kind of act as outriggers, kind of just to hold the piece in place. Doesn't hold it perfectly upright, but it holds it upright enough that allows you to continue with the building process.
Well, Joe, I saw this video just the other day, and it like a light bulb went off, because later today, I'm actually building a very simple bookcase.
Okay.
I think I told you about all the hundreds of books I have that are autobiographies and biographies and so forth. And I want to start giving them away to people, because I hate them just sitting in boxes. I'm not going to read them again. You read them once. I don't know when I get older and start forgetting everything. Maybe I can go back and read them again. I don't know. But
you'll forget where you put the books.
Yeah,
you won't be able to find them anyway.
Hey, look at this book. I've never read this one. And but I'm gonna use that exact same method for some 1x12s that I'm using to stand, you know, because I'll be out there by myself, and I can do that to assemble it, and then I can put everything together. So I appreciate that tip. And as we always say, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions to see over 550 other simple solutions. I also want to remind you while you're there at todayshomeowner.com, you can find out where you can see our nationally syndicated television show now in its 24th season. This week, we're doing a rerun because everybody loved our front porch rehab, where we show some really interesting ways that you can open up the front of your house a little bit by doing some discreet landscaping and kind of removing some of the old overgrown bushes. Also, we talked earlier about stenciling a front porch. Yes, we're stenciling a front porch on this one. Some tricks on siding repair. And also, if you have some wood shutters that are starting to show some wear and tear, we've got some great ways of repairing those wood shutters without even removing them from the house. And again, you can go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show in your area. Hey, we really appreciate you spending some time with us during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.